right. Maybe Kyrie, because he'll find something here too. Today he's saying nice things about Brad Stevens. I guarantee you.
It'll be about championship experience.
By year's end, there will be something there that say, well, because reporters learn. It becomes a learned behavior when you see him either by himself at a practice or shooing people away from his locker. He's one of those guys who wants you to ask what's wrong.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
I hate those people.
Where they sort of they make it clear that all they're just fishing.
Just tell for me the question.
Yeah, are you okay? Are you okay?
We used to work.
What's wrong? Why are you slamming your door?
Who always walked around with the groaning all the time. And, you know, I love ignoring people that want that. Like, just tell me, hey, this is what's going on with me. You know, I'm having a tough day, or I'll ask, but don't. I hate transference and transferal?
Well, it could passive aggressiveness.
Transference.
I'd have to look at that's a good question, because both sound right. Transference of energy. Transferal.
I don't want your goop on me all day. Just let me know what's up.
Got the goop.
And we'll go from there. It's very simple. But I operate maybe sometimes at a harsher frequency than others. I'm a soft, cuddly teddy bear. At times,
yeah, but you don't always need to be an empath for all your coworkers' problems.
Nah. It's not my own fam.
Right, it's not your job. Time and place for it.
Right.
And the thing is, we're lucky enough that we can have it out with the microphones on and do some of that, often do, which is actually very lucky to have that opportunity. But some people, Kyrie strikes me as one of those guys that
wants
you to ask, is everything okay? What's wrong? What's your deal today? Why are you doing it? Why? What now? What is this now?
Everything okay, Kyrie?
All right, we have the rookie power rankings for what could be an all-time great rookie class if it continues at this pace. That, more NBA stuff, other things for the Power Hour on the Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. No Bears football this weekend. Bears return to practice on Monday after their bye week. One guy who will be playing this Sunday, though, is Dallas running back Ezekiel Elliott. He was granted a stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. His case will be heard by a panel of judges next week. And Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and Texans owner Bob McNair are among those who will be deposed and asked to turn over all cell phone records and emails in relation to Colin Kaepernick's collusion case against the league. In basketball, the Bulls are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Bulls trying to avoid their first 1-6 start since 2008. The NBA announced today the draft lottery will come to Chicago on May 15th. Blackhawks are in Minnesota tomorrow. The White Sox have declined their option on catcher Giovanni Soto. Cubs pick up lefty Randy Rosario off waivers from the Twins. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Spot Hero. Book your spot today with Spot Hero. Park smarter. And catch 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So this is from... Do I have a read, Tanny? Sorry. This hour brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago. It's Friday.
Are we drunk?
It's Friday.
Chips in his head.
Yeah, that's it. He's thinking about the chip. He's thinking about the Carolina Reaper.
That sounds like an act one would perform on someone. Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
It's 5 o'clock. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on the Score.
Out to Martin. He fires. Game time. Bang, bang, bang. Yeah, I'll tell you what. He shot it well all night long from distance. But that one was huge, 90-86.
He's a really good, versatile basketball player. You know, he's got the rep of being a great shooter, which he is. But, you know, the underrated part of his game is the ability to go by guys, especially on the straight line. And, you know, he got cute with it a couple times, went around the back.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Where do you think Lauri Markkanen ranks, just in this one writer's opinion? at CBSSports.com.
By the way, welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Hi.
How are you doing, everybody? Friday.
He's got 10 guys here.
Sixth.
He's second.
Hold on. He's the second most impactful or second most impressive. He's second?
A gauge of how well the players are performing right now in this moment.
Okay.
He's second.
I think Jason Tatum is doing work.
He's third.
I think Ben Simmons obviously is killing people.
First. Ben Simmons, number one. Markkanen, two. Tatum, three.
So Dennis Smith is having some shooting problems right now.
He got an honorable mention. There's three honorable mentions there.
De'Aaron Fox is playing behind a guy still, which I don't understand.
De'Aaron Fox is eighth.
You know who's been balling and has the game of a shooting guard, even though he's the size of a power forward, is the Lakers kid, Kyle Kuzma
is fifth. He's also in that Uber commercial with Kerry Champion, too.
Is he?
With Lonzo, yeah.
I've not seen it. The little dude from Phoenix is balling, too. Forget his name. He's got a name like a former NBA player.
Yes, he does. He has the name of a recent former Bull, and that's who I thought
Mike
it was.
James. Mike James.
When I saw there, I'm like, wait.
Yeah, 10-day Mike.
10-day Mike. He's got to be 40 now, right? He's
probably still putting buckets on somebody.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Somewhere, like on a street corner. Right. I'm just thinking, like, in a rec league. So I'm like, damn.
No, yeah.
Who's that? Mike James.
Mike James playing ball.
That guy
famous.
Played the league. He's like, no, he didn't. He's like, yeah, he did. Yeah, Mike James is sixth. So you're missing number four. Number nine, number 10, and two more honorable mentions.
Malik Monk.
Malik Monk is an honorable mention. Brought him up yesterday. Looking nice.
Josh Jackson.
Josh Jackson is the other honorable mention. Also with the Suns. 10 points and 3 rebounds.
Lonzo.
Lonzo, yes. He is seventh.
Welcome to Big Baller Zone.
So
if you saw what happened last night, that was not Big Baller Zone.
That was Little Baller Zone.
Yeah, he got punked. Yeah. Again.
Okay, so you need four, you need nine, and you need 10. We've got
the kid in Atlanta is balling, but he's not going to be on there.
John Collins, 10th.
Oh.
Yes, all right. He is. Why wouldn't he be on there?
I thought he wasn't high profile enough.
6'10", human pogo stick.
Nah, he is. He's got some.
Yeah, four and nine, I think it constitutes sleepers.
So he's got Lowry Markkanen as second. Right now, after 2 weeks of balling. He's watching him at Arizona, you saw the skill, of course, shooting the ball. You saw some more post skill than he's shown in the NBA because he's going to get pushed off that block with a lot of these bigger grown men out there against him. But I did not think that he could put the ball on the floor the way he does, and he can. And, you know, I saw some stat, I believe Synergy Sports put it out there last year with all these, you know, all these trainers teaching you where to go and how to go behind your back and do the jab step, you know, crossover and fadeaway threes. 73% of all NBA points last year were scored with two dribbles or less. So the dribbling that he does is very efficient. A couple of dribbles, gets to the bucket, and he understands when his shot isn't falling or when a team is putting him in a position to take a shot that they want him to take rather than him taking the shot that he wants to take, too. So I like the IQ of the dude. I'm very pleasantly surprised. I thought he's going to be a decent player, a good player. He's looking like a really good player
right now.
This
is what Colin Ward Henninger writes. Jimmy who? Okay, maybe not quite yet. But Markkanen's start has at least given Bulls fans hope that they weren't absolutely fleeced in the Jimmy Butler trade this summer. Build as a mobile stretch five, Markkanen exceeded early expectations by becoming the first player in NBA history to make 10 three-pointers in his first three games. And don't forget, he's 7 feet. His rebounding numbers have been better than expected. He's already become the Bulls' go-to option, at least while Zach LaVine remains sidelined. Overall, the Bulls couldn't be happier with what they've seen from Markkanen early. But you still have two guys here. I will tell you, one of the guys, number nine on the list is Western Conference. Number four on the list is Western Conference.
Guys are actually getting minutes as rookies too is tough. The kid from Utah,
Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
very good.
That dude's got pogo sticks for legs too. By the way,
Donovan Mitchell. Where did he go to college?
Is he UNLV or is that Terrence Ferguson?
Yeah, and the other name, number four, he's averaging 8.9 points, 3.9 rebounds, and 1.3 steals. I will read you the graph with information redacted.
8.9 points, 3. So that doesn't tell me what position he plays.
He's a forward. If you predicted blank would be fourth in the rookie power rankings 2.5 weeks into the season, take a bow. The 6'6 forward has melded perfectly into the new area of grit and grind, playing 29 minutes per game off the bench. True to his team, his numbers certainly don't jump off the page. But if you watch the games, you can see what an impact he's had on their strong start. He makes winning plays.
Oh, my man from Oregon.
Nope.
And is for that Dylan Brooks?
Yeah, Dylan Brooks.
And for now
is on one of the best teams in the NBA, so that has to count for something.
Yeah, he's out there actually, like, when you see
Donovan Mitchell was Louisville. Why were we talking? Okay. I'm trying to remember, what was the Dylan Brooks story during the tournament? We talked about him. I'm trying to remember why he was in focus.
Why he was special?
Late in the season.
Because he was their scorer. He was their go-to guy.
Something happened. There was either an incident, that's going to kill me.
I don't think he got in trouble.
No, I don't think he got in trouble, but he was at the center of something that we were talking
about.
Poor
officiating?
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I remember him balling out. I mean, I don't think there was anything around him. But no, he's playing well. That Memphis thing, if you Memphis can be tough to watch.
He was ejected in a game against Washington State following a kick to the groin of Washington State player.
Okay.
No suspension, but ejected.
He kicked somebody into gonads.
Yeah, remember that. Memphis basketball has gotten this, slow down. Everybody walk the ball up and foul everyone on a layup kind of vibe to it because of the grit and grind nature and the grind house and Zach Randolph and Tony Allen, who are elsewhere.
And yes, thank you. The texters, he was the guy that Coach K was mad at. Remember for taking the shot
at the end of the game?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. There it is. Look at you and your memory.
There we go.
Trap.
There we go.
Was it the shot or is it when Coach K came and congratulated him? Because whenever Coach K loses in a tournament, he has to go in your locker room and tell you.
No, he said you're better than that.
It was in the line.
He says
something close like you're a better player than that.
Yeah, I expect more of you because I think
you just whipped my ass.
You're a better and more talented player. But now since my team lost, I have to coach the other team to show how coachy I am.
You could have checked that out on our live video stream and watched 670 this court.
Like Bernstein has a look down on it too. Yeah, it's not just the voice, the only
proper way to impersonate Mike Krzyzewski
like
is to, you have to scrunch your face into a rodent like kind of way to get the nasal and glottal way of talking, because that's how he sounds.
It's brought to you by American Needle, 20% off Hawks, socks, and Cubs caps with promo code SCORE. Yeah, Memphis is playing a different kind of style. Fizdale's he's saying, hey, I understand that Marc Gasol is on my team, but we're going to run. And
but
he's got a bunch of young kids.
Like, they run, but they don't do the pace and space.
Well, Gasol, but they're getting up the court a lot faster than they used to because Mike Conley is still an athlete. Like, you talk about a thoroughbred who's been asked to just jog up the court for the last few years.
Dad was a sprinter, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Like a hurdler, sprinter, multi-sport.
Olympic gold. Yeah, there's been a lot of weirdness in the NBA the first couple of weeks of the season. You got Orlando playing hellified ball. You got the Bulls are only one game worse than the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, think about that.
Yeah, Cavs been bad. They got to get that playoff spot taken care of.
Tristan Thompson is gone. The old Kardashian curse has struck him. He's got a bad calf. Yeah, I mean, there's some wild stuff. I know a lot of people don't really like sink their teeth into the NBA until the new year or until Christmas. But the Orlando Magic have been playing well. The Indiana Pacers, your Pistons are killing people out there. I mean, the Wizards haven't played as well as I thought they, I thought they'd be a top two or three team. They haven't played well
yet. There's a lot of time for settling. There's a lot that's going to go on. But
these teams that have rosters that they're bringing back their top eight, I don't expect this out of them. I'm sorry. If you've got three or four different guys in your top eight and you're trying to work them into a rotation, I can dig it. If you got a new coach, by the way, this is the first year I believe I think the stat was 40 years, 30, 39 years, that every NBA head coach returned.
Whoa. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, there wasn't a fired coach this year.
That can't be right.
Why not?
It just doesn't seem like it can. Not a single coach lost his job.
I thought I read that somewhere.
Well, I guess because if the bad teams were expected to be bad.
Every team brought their coach back.
and you really didn't have, yeah. It always seems like there's...
Earl Watson came back, got fired.
Earl's back, yeah, but he's fired. Right,
yeah. Three games. Go have some guac.
Yeah, after three games, and Earl was back out having his queso fundido.
Every team brought their coach back, including the Boo. Now, we'll see if the Boo bring their coach back again. Right. But, man.
I will say this. They are at least, they're listening to Fred. It's clear they're practicing because he doesn't ask much of you.
Shoot threes. Get up the court, shoot threes.
Set find up all space, screen.
Shoot threes. But now all he has to do is find shooters.
Yeah, I don't think I can watch much more of Denzel Valentine.
I don't think you'll have to, Dan.
I don't like it. It's not fun.
How many big school guys can you miss on before someone says, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, the Chris Duhons and the
they're like the World Cup where it's like every 4 years they're like, oh yeah, I like soccer. It's like every 4 years, like, oh, Jimmy Butler or oh, Taj Gibson, oh, Lowry Marketing. But those 3 years in between, there's a lot of Marcus Teignus and a lot of Denzel Valentinus and I almost made him a Greek player just now. He'd probably be better if he was a Greek player.
Zealous Valentinus.
Right, right. Yep. He'd probably be better if he was a Greek player. But, man, I tried to watch this team and think to myself, this is basketball. And every time, it's not basketball.
Right.
Like, they are the noon kick now. Like, how we felt about Bears football for so many years was like, all right, 315, 330, I'll get some real NFL football in my system. After a Bulls game, you don't want to go anywhere else. I don't give a damn who's playing. I don't want the Warriors, fine. I'll watch it tomorrow. I don't want to see another ball be dribbled. I don't want to see another screen be set. It's not pleasurable.
And Neil and Stacy are already, like, in overdrive selling you this. And
are they?
I know they've got a job to do, but...
Well, Stacey doesn't... If you listen close enough, I don't think Stacey likes the offense at all. And Stacey...
A couple times I've heard him say...
I don't want to put him in a bad position, but Stacey is... You know, he'll say, and again, Neil, you know, I understand shooting threes.
I heard him say the other day, he said... I really would like them to look for a better shot there or something like to the extent of find a mismatch. Because it was like first open three up and he was talking about personnel. You know, KYP, know your personnel, and looking at an opportunity for a higher percentage chance. And he said
that often.
And he said the Bulls were taking a shot without realizing who was guarding whom.
Mismatches.
Without taking the time to see who was guarding whom.
Not recognizing mismatches.
And that's the job of your point guard.
That's the job of your point guard, and that's the job of your coach.
Yep.
It's when you talk like the middle of a defense, how the strength up the middle. When you're talking about decision making, you're talking about two people. The guy who's got the ball. And the guy who is telling the guy with the ball what to do. And, you know, Fred, this isn't going to end well for Fred. You hope that he gets that Brett Brown cred around the league where it's like, oh, they played hard. Like, that's what this team has to do.
I don't think they've been quitting.
I don't either.
Except just not talented the Thunder enough. Game was a little.
Thunder didn't even try to get blown out.
Yeah, the Thunder game was a little much.
That struck me as the Thunder were in town. The night before, and we went to go hang out with the Thunder. Like, cause I've seen people go hang with more famous players just so they can be in that light. But no, I don't think that they're quitting. They're not talented enough. And around the third quarter, teams wake up and go, oh, we're playing the Bulls.
847 says, watching the Bulls this year makes me yearn for a good Andy Dalton game.
No, it doesn't.
No, stop it. Stop
texting the show.
This segment was brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I don't think we've taken a phone call all day.
Is that why we're in such good moods?
312-644-6767.
What is someone going to talk about right
Whatever
now?
Whatever they want.
I'm
it's
asking.
It's Friday. Everybody's like, happy. Wait, most people are drunk.
There are phone lines that are open.
Yeah.
Do you think sports gems are ready to be dropped on us by the callers right now?
On a Friday? I'm always hopeful.
You got dudes half drunk on the Metro right now. You got somebody sitting in trunk.
Full drunk. Steve Sparks level drunk. The guys on the Metro.
You got somebody sitting in traffic right now thinking about what they're going to cook for their family that doesn't love him enough.
Yeah, it's the guy at the Metro. He's already into his third giant Mike's Harder pineapple cranberry.
Celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah, 312-644-6767 is the phone number. How drunk are you and what are you looking forward to?
Where is your train?
I'm in the quiet car. Woo! It's the Bernstein and Goff Show right here on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Joe Buck wrote the article about the pinnacle of his career, calling the Cubs getting there.
The history of the Cubs, which, again, I'll go to my grave saying that's as good as it gets.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute. The first playoff committee rankings are out, and the urgency is high for teams to solidify their resumes. But there are a lot of other teams outside of that discussion, and for them, there's still a ton to play for. In particular, year-end conference bragging rights. That's where we find the Arizona Wildcats and their eye-opening quarterback, Khalil Tate. He wasn't originally the Cats starter, but a shoulder injury to Brandon Dawkins forced the sophomore into action. All he's done is rush for 926 yards and account for 14 total touchdowns in his last four games, including destroying the then 15th-ranked Washington State Huskies last weekend 58-37. Sitting at 6-2 in the Pac-12 South and facing the favored USC Trojans this weekend, Tate not only has the chance to put Arizona in line for a conference championship, but also announce himself to the country at large. Khalil Tate. Keep your eye on this kid. I'm Tiki Barber.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Or jcp.com for details.
Realtors interested in selling homes faster and eliminating the mortgage merry-go-round stress? You need to call David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts to get your buyers approved for a mortgage before showing them homes. You've been selling real estate a long time. You know pre-approvals are worthless. A Team Hochberg loan approval will enable you to close within 10 business days of signing a contract, as long as there aren't any appraisals or title challenges. It's the next best thing to a cash offer, because your buyer's loan will be underwritten and approved by Team Hochberg's dedicated in-house underwriters. Your buyer's offer will stand out. Unless you're competing with another buyer who has a Team Hochberg loan approval, it's simple. Inform your buyers to call David at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com to secure a Team Hochberg loan approval and increase your buyer's chances of purchasing a home. David and Team Hochberg have helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358 and MLS 19.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
He means business.
Here you go.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so unbelievable. Glad you just did this.
I counted three absolutely no calls blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, 4 times now? 3 or 4? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Sunday, to find his daughter's killer.
It is the 1-year anniversary of my daughter Mia's murder.
One man created a revolutionary new technology.
People can submit evidence, real-time, crowd-sourced crime solving.
That will change the world.
The cops can only do so much.
The crowd gives a clue.
Emmy and Golden Globe winner Jeremy Piven and Richard T. Jones.
You think all this is going to work?
I know it'll work.
Wisdom of the Crowd, Sunday, only CBS.
670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Valentine, he'll have to pop one up and miss that.
See, the thing about that possession, you can get that shot anytime. It's fourth quarter time now. You've got to get high percentage shots.
And Valentine now just 2 of 11 from the field.
And you know, every possession right now is important for the Bulls. And you can't play in the fourth quarter like you did in the first quarter. You've got to be a little bit more patient on offense.
Valentine firing from outside. That's not a good shot.
No. Absolutely not. That's not a good possession right there.
Game over.
It wasn't pretty, but a win's a win, and they can build on this and get better every game.
I had not heard that.
No. That's Coach King right there. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. Talking a little bit about the NBA. Talking a little bit about the Bulls.
That's your hometown broadcast, too. That's not some national broadcast. That's your guy. That's the guy on the plane with you.
Yeah. Wow. Ain't nobody pulling up on Stacey King on that team. Everybody's like 19 years old.
This is Matt, who's on the road and on the Score. Hi, Matt.
How you guys doing?
All right.
So I have to vent a little bit, and I'm hoping you guys can give me an answer. Can you explain to me how a Major League Baseball and the NFL, you job it is to go and find quality players, and explain to me who on the Bulls is most responsible for this load of garbage that we have on the court. Because
you understand, Matt, they're trying to be bad this year.
Yeah, they burned it down. They traded a couple. They traded a few people. I mean, well, they let go of one guy and they traded the star of the team.
Yeah, this is.
Are you talking overall over the last? I don't know how many years.
I'm talking overall in the past couple years. Okay. I mean, who's responsible for thinking Cameron Payne is a good player?
Gar Foreman.
Somehow
going to be a great point guard, because I have seen nothing that he does well. And maybe you guys, you know, with your expertise, you see something that I'm missing.
No, you're not missing much when it comes to Cameron Payne.
No, the Cameron Payne thing.
He's not an NBA player.
Right. There's nothing there. And I don't know what Gar Foreman saw in him. I don't know why he liked him, because I don't think he's very good. I liked Lauri Markkanen in college.
Mm-hmm.
I liked him in the draft. I wanted the Bulls to take him. Checked my Twitter. Yeah. I urged that they use that pick on and
I
grab him.
I like Doug McDermott.
I guess I kind of did, but I saw what I wanted to see.
I thought he was going to be a scorer more so than just a standstill shooter or a guy in the corner. I wanted to see him actually get to do some of the things he did at Creighton, whether it be in the post, whether it be in the elbow, and it never quite worked out, whether it was Tom or Fred. Just at some point, you got to be able to play NBA basketball, right?
He was hurrying. Everything he felt he had to do, it looked like he was trying too hard, trying to have to move too fast, and nothing has looked comfortable for him.
Yeah, we'll come back and take some of these phone calls right here on 670 The Score.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big Ten play returns to Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th, as the Cats take on the Purdue Boilermakers. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Bears are off for the bye this week. They'll take on the Packers a week from Sunday. Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott will play this weekend. He was granted an administrative stay by the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. The Bulls currently rank last in most offensive categories in the NBA. They're in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. That one tips at 6. Blackhawks play in Minnesota tomorrow. Cubs today claimed left-handed pitcher Randy Rosario off the waivers from the Twins. The White Sox have declined their option on catcher Giovanni Soto and claimed outfielder Daniel Palka from the Twins. The Marlins have said that they will not bring Ichiro back in 2018. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Get Covered Illinois. Enrollment for health insurance is now open. To avoid the tax penalty and find out if you're eligible to receive financial help, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 1-866-311-1119 to shop for a plan or schedule free in-person help. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing. We said we'd grab calls. We will do that in lieu of It's On, because, you know, pretty much it's basketball to watch anyway tonight, and college football
college
and
football
NFL.
On Saturday.
Right?
Sunday, I'm going to try to get to that pumpkin patch.
No, you're not making it pumpkin patch.
I'm not.
Nobody wants to watch play football anymore. Crown Point, Indiana. Danny, you're on The Score.
Yeah, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Turn your radio down for us.
I didn't. Thank you. Hey, I want to see what you guys' thoughts are on possibly Chip Kelly going to Florida, and or if any other guys that are out there who they'd be interested in right now.
You know, I don't have my finger on the pulse on Florida Gators football, but I would think that the next coach would have to have an offensive background to appease those fans who have watched some pretty damn good defenders go through there the last 3 or 4 years, but they want points in Gainesville.
His stuff works in college.
Yes.
Say what you want about the NFL experience, but his stuff is a proven college commodity.
Get 85-plus plays, you know, tire kids out. Score points,
and if you have a depth from your recruiting to do that,
I haven't thought of Chip Kelly forever.
I know. Wow. We were talking about Oregon basketball before we were.
Yeah,
talking,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know, but if Chip wants to coach, I'm sure somebody will have him.
Jeff is in West Chicago. He's on The Score. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You are.
Hey, with the skullduggery that's been going on in the NFL with the owners regarding Kaepernick and now him filing a grievance and Garagos requesting emails, have the NFL owners, were they short-sighted? Did they possibly shoot themselves in the foot if these emails come to light and there was, malfeasance and they did blackball him. I mean, doesn't that change the structure of the collective bargaining agreement?
Oh, it's a big deal.
I think the next question, too, Jeff, is can he play now? Like, if you're – do you play if they go, hey, we'll sign you? Well, can we drop this? Like okay, he's in a little trick bag right now.
There's a legal question for me, and the legal question is, once he has filed a grievance, do the collusion rules still stand? Like now, like he's made himself perhaps...
Or if he doesn't have to go through with the charges?
No, I'm just wondering, like now, if in fact they were to, after the fact of him filing, if they were to uncover one owner saying, yeah, he's filed a grievance, we're not going to sign him, does that actually affect what the rules are governing collusion? Okay. If he now is a legal adverse party, I just wonder if it affects it now. Or does it have to be beforehand? And if, in fact, they say, hey, you know what? If Goodell picks up the phone and says, somebody making your third-string quarterback, it's no big deal. Then we get out from under the whole collusion thing. Is it possible they would just alleviate pressure?
Do you do it, though, if you're Kaepernick? If that phone rings tomorrow and it's the Titans or whoever team, if that phone rings and you're like, hey, man, did I have to come up with a suit for you guys to do this? And how do you look?
But all they have to do is show they made the offer then, right? If they have it official saying there's
no... Well, because now they're bringing Paul Allen and Pete Carroll into this. You see the latest? Like, they're bringing in that actual conversation. They want those two and their call logs and their emails. Those are the guys that brought him in for a workout. Like, that's... I mean, to hell with the guys talking crazy about him. He never even touched down in the facility. He's now going for Paul Allen and Pete Carroll. Like, what did you guys say about me when I came in for the workout, actually?
Maybe they are saying something about something they heard from somebody else. Right. It might not be something they did.
Right.
They might say something, well, we don't want to have happen to us what happened with blah, 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 right? Matt in Jefferson Park, you're on the score.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
I haven't heard anybody cover this yet, but I think we should give Ryan Pace a little bit of draft prowess credit. Prior to the Trubisky trade-up, the talk of the town was, we got to take this top flight safety at number 5. There was a safety that was, you know, before he traded up.
Jamal Adams.
So, yeah, Jamal Adams. So
he played last night.
So now we were able to do a trade up, get Trubisky, and he got Eddie Jackson in the 4th round, who's kind of basically the same sort of dude. Maybe he's not the same guy, but, you know, I think that we got to give him the credit that he was able to still get that guy and get a developmental quarterback. That was the top.
Well, I think Ryan Pace has gotten the ample amount of credit for these last couple of drafts. The Kevin White draft doesn't look very good from top to bottom with no Jeremy Langford and Hronis Grisou not even going to be able to get out there for you in your starting 5. But, yeah, I think, I mean, hell, his entire career here is going to be about number 10. Don't worry about Eddie Jackson. Don't worry about Adam Shaheen. It'd be nice if they were good. It's going to be about number 10.
If number 10's really good, the team's really good and everybody's fine.
Simple.
Mo is in Niles. Mo, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to touch up real quickly. You guys are talking about campaign. Hey, maybe Doc Foreman traded him because he liked his pregame dances. So my point, the reason I called, I want to know you guys' thoughts. Because I want to be honest, I was one of those fans. When we drafted Markkanen, I was a hater, right? I wasn't a fan of him. I wanted Dennis Smith Jr.
Did you watch him, though?
No, I didn't watch him. That's the only reason I was
there.
Kidding.
It is.
So, I mean, safe to say he's won me over. I'm a fan now.
Yeah, understood.
But back to my point, let's be honest. If Nico doesn't get punished, I don't know if he gets the minutes he does. And the kid's a stud. Markkanen is a stud. So I just wanted to know, I just want you guys' the honest opinions of how you guys felt about him when we first drafted him.
Oh, I thought he was a good player at Arizona, and I thought he would be a pick-and-fade, pick-and-pop stretch 5, stretch 4. I had no clue that he could put the ball on the court the way he does. I think he's going to be a really, really good player. Now, I think Dennis Smith, and I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. I think Dennis Smith is going to be that dude, and I think De'Aaron Fox is going to be that dude. It looks like Lowry Marketing for the first 2 weeks of the season has been better than those guys.
I just went back to my Twitter timeline. June 22nd at 7:47 p.m., I tweeted, I really like Markkanen for the Bulls at number 7 now.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought at the time.
And if you've been watching.
And the responses are great. He's just the Finnish version of Brad Sellers. Good job.
I hate when people
Bulls totally need a tall, white, three-point shooting big man who doesn't rebound or play defense. Comp was Channing Frye. They already have that in Mirotić. Okay. You're all on record, too. You're all out there.
And if you've been watching any Minnesota basketball, Jimmy Butler has not been outstanding for them. He has lost his touch from perimeter. He like the things that you saw the last couple of years, him stretching his game out to 27, 28 feet, he can't knock down a three-point shot to save his life. He stopped taking them, actually.
We are going to do transition with Hub Arkish.
The Hublisher?
Everybody has Hub tonight.
Oh. Hub Arkish doesn't get any better than
that. It really doesn't, and it'll not get any better than that next, if that is a sentence that I said.
Of words.
The Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly and Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of 5 incredible trips for 2 to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people in Apple Vacations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, California.
It's Dan Bernstein. Hello.
And Jason Goff. How you doing?
And you have a Bears-free weekend because of the bye week. And it doesn't mean that you're not busy. It doesn't mean you're not out running errands. But you've got extra time. And that extra time should mean your opportunity to check out the Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm. You got to get in there and try out some of these mattresses for yourself. Try the new I-Series mattress, because as part of the Fall Asleep Sale, if you get one of those, you get another mattress 50% off.
Let me tell you about the Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with Black Ice. It cools you every single night. It'll honestly astonish you as how cold this mattress gets. And it offers an unmatched level of support and indulgent comfort. And by support, I don't mean it's going to tell you that you're beautiful and make sure that, you know, your underwear isn't tucked into your shirt or the other way around, whatever the case may be, but it's going to support you. You want to hug it.
Underwear tucked into your shirt.
Yeah.
You mean shirt tucked into your underwear.
Well, some people wear their underwear in strange ways.
Okay.
And it'll hug your body right back. The Beautyrest Black Hybrid. It uses motion isolating cooling technologies, so now this chill toss and turn. But if you do, in that deep sleep of yours, your partner would not feel a thing, and it gives you superior support. You'll wake up refreshed, recharged, and most importantly, retired.
Now,
no, rested.
Yeah, I just want to make sure. Don't show up at Mattress Firm just with your shirt tucked into your underwear and nothing else. And if you do that, don't say, yeah, the guys from the Score said to come lie down on a bunch of mattresses. Yeah.
Please have pants on.
Right, because that's going to make all of us look bad, and it won't be good for the partnership. So if you can do that, just do it at home.
Yes.
So when you go to see the mattress professional at Mattress Firm, be dressed in a reasonable fashion. And you lie down on a bunch of the mattresses, you check them out, and they make sure you're going to get the mattress that's right for you. You'll get your 0% APR for 5 years, 60 entire months of sleeping interest-free. But you have to know what is right for you, and they will find that perfect fit. It's a great time to do it. The Fall Asleep Sale at Mattress Firm.
When this world seems complicated,
did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday Mattress Sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, ends Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Libra, this week your talents will get noticed by the higher-ups at work. Scorpio, that vacation that's been on your mind isn't going to plan itself. Do what you can to get away. Sagittarius, teamwork is the only way you're going to get ahead this week. Flying solo is unrealistic. Capricorn, moving ahead in your career might mean looking for opportunities elsewhere. Get your resume in order. Aquarius, use this week to finish all the little projects you've been obsessing over. And Pisces, this week your relationship will get a lot more serious than you thought. Something big is bound to come up. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
The Jake Brown Show on Radio.com.
I'm Jake Brown, and I'm your resident sports and entertainment expert. My show is all about sports talk, debate, fiery takes, rants, and I interview some of the biggest guests in sports and entertainment.
Hey, this is Artie Lang. You're listening to The Jake Brown Show.
This is Big George Foreman.
This is Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback.
This is Lenny Dykstra, the World Series champ.
This is Vic DiBattista.
And it's your boy, Lil B.
Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Download and subscribe to The Jake Brown Show at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wild Wings, Wings Beer Sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, no, I want to talk to Harvey because...
I'll call next week. Transitions brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. Hub Arkish is the Score's senior football expert, editor of Pro Football Weekly, director of football content for Shaw Media, and a pizza ordering expert.
And he is also a sous chef and the Griffin of Flavors. No.
He is going to be yours from 6 to 9.
You can call tonight. You don't have to call next week, like Les said. You can call tonight.
What would you guys guess the qualifications are for the job of taking pizza orders on the phone?
Depending on the establishment, right. Some lower than others, but I don't think it's a very high bar to simply fill out an order.
It is stunning sometimes, but certainly hoping that the crew gets to eat tonight. I did the best I could, you know, so we'll see what happens.
I've always made sure that his producers are well-nourished as they go on a three-hour voyage. How you feeling, man?
I'm good, guys. It's just a crazy time to be alive and just hanging in there.
Yes, it is.
And trying to avoid all the things that I really care about, but I'm not supposed to talk about on the radio.
Nah, so. I can dig it. I can dig it. These are weird times. These are weird times. So a bye week for the Bears. Some interesting games out there. As I look at the paper here, Broncos and Eagles, you know.
It's interesting. No, it is interesting because the Broncos are playing outstanding defense.
Osweiler is going to be quarterback.
You push the Brock Osweiler button.
You know what, though, guys? The reality is that the Denver Broncos, in some respects, only have their third Lombardi trophy because of Brock Osweiler.
And 5-2, right?
Yeah, and he beat the Patriots down the stretch, which made that championship game go to Denver, which they don't win if it's not in Denver. I don't think the kid's going to be a franchise quarterback. I don't even know if he's a starting quarterback, but I think he's better than Trevor Siemian. Forgive me, Wildcat fans, but that just wasn't going to work. And so, but I think seeing that Denver defense test Philadelphia, which does anybody dispute they're probably the best team in the NFL right now? I mean, the way they're playing.
It looks like it.
I don't think they are, but I can't take it away from them. You know, at 7-1 and they've gotten better each week. I will tell you this, Carson Wentz, Tom Brady is in a league of his own.
Right.
Well, and maybe Rodgers is there with him, but he's not playing. Beyond those two, there ain't anybody better than Carson Wentz right now.
We had some fun earlier this week with these Tom Brady TB12 products that he's pushing and some of their claims. I did not know that the business partner behind this already has essentially a settled conviction for making phony claims. The FTC fined him six figures for saying something could cure cancer when it couldn't, and now they're selling water, like electrolyte water for $1 an ounce?
Yeah, $15 for a bottle, Hub.
I honestly know nothing about that. I'm aware of the story you're talking about.
Yeah, he's...
Haven't researched it. Don't get it. I'm not sure that Tom Brady's the greatest human being. Matter of fact, I'm sure he's not the greatest human being who's ever lived. But I, strictly as far as, you know, quarterbacks, GOAT, I mean, I don't know how you dispute it at this point. And what is remarkable, and it probably has nothing to do with TP12, he's 40 years old and he's getting better. You know, and so what's really fascinating to watch, if you go back and look at the careers of Brett Favre and Peyton Manning, who I believe are also in the GOAT conversation, they played to 40. They were spectacular. But boy, when they hit the wall, I mean, boom, you know, right off the backside of the hill. So I guess that could still happen with Brady, but there's just no signs of it right now. And at the end of the day, guys, that's why they had to trade Jimmy Garoppolo.
Let's talk about that next year then. If Brady and Rodgers are there and Roethlisberger is there, you know, he's grandfathered in, even though he doesn't feel like Roethlisberger of old. And
well, Brees will be done soon.
Let's talk about the next group.
But we can't talk about it without talking about a guy who was just placed on IR with a condition in his shoulder that might change the entire future, and Andrew Luck.
The leader of the next group was clearly Andrew Luck. You know, and then you've got this boatload of guys.
Russell Wilson.
You got Cam Newton. You got Russell Wilson. You got Jameis Winston. You got Marcus Mariota. You got Wentz and Goff.
Stop it.
And then the kids that were drafted this year who don't get in the conversation, but because of the investment in them. And I got to tell you guys, looking at that group, to me, Wentz is the only one. Goff is playing better, and we got to see there. You
Wentz
know?
Just feels
and
like
I, by the way, I keep calling him Jason. I don't know why I can't call Jared Goff Jared it's Goff. I tweeted something about him.
You see the Pro Football Weekly graphic that he put up there? It said the Jaguars have to stop Jason Goff. It was on television.
Hey, everybody snapshot. I've always said that.
The Jaguars have to stop him. Like, no, Hub, they don't have to stop
him. And what I should have tweeted next is, my bad, nobody's stopping Jason Goff.
But I
it's a frightening thing I keep doing.
It's all good, baby.
You know, the way they're playing right now, I guess Goff is the closest to Wentz. I mean, I am so disappointed in Marcus Mariota. I'm not writing him off because I thought that he had moved ahead of Winston and he was going to be the next one, but he's had a bad first half of the season. Maybe the hamstring's bugging him. I don't know.
And now Deshaun Watson's out of the conversation.
That's just a shame.
Sucks.
But the only thing that saved me is my first six calls tonight being, did Pace screw up by taking Trubisky over Watson?
Well, the best part is when we broke the news on the show, you guys were like, there it is, the ligaments. They knew something. They knew that Deshaun Watson was going to get hurt. I'm like, it's the other knee.
Well, remember what Pete Futek said, though. The Futek said part of the scouting report on Deshaun, he used the term built like a punter. He said durability based on size was an issue for some. So in some way, he sort of backdoor legitimized that.
Yeah, but it was a non-contact injury in practice.
But what's highly ironic is that while it's the other knee, both knees were non-contact injuries in practice. You know, and you can't predict that. That has nothing to do with
it. They're going to go.
You know, and let's just hope Trubisky stays healthy. You know, so it's
this guy over here keeps warning us that he's going to get hurt at some point.
My rule
season.
Is all Bears quarterbacks play every year. Just because they seem to.
Well, you're right. I mean, you look at recent years, that's the way it's gone, but we'll hope that things go better for young Mitchell.
Well, as soon as they move number 72 out of there, we can kind of make sure that we can ensure that he'll get through the season all right.
So, obviously, we're going to do that today. Good. We're also going to talk a lot of baseball, though. Some good baseball guests coming up, Cubs, Sox, free agency. So, we're going to have fun. I know it can't live up to the last 5 hours, but stick around for the next three.
Don't worry. You have nothing to live up to with that.
We thank today's guests, Olin Krutz, Joe Cowley, he was just a trip, man. Goof. And Brian Billick was awesome today,
too. Yeah, he was. We want to thank, for the week of good work, our video coordinator, Brian Gertsch.
And this unsportsmanlike call here, Tony, on Hughes.
Yeah, he bumps the ref right there. He keeps yelling. And these refs are going to get together right here and be like, hey, he just bumped me. Did you see that?
I kind of saw it. Did you see it? Yeah, I saw it. Let's throw our flag then. We just saw it, right? Yeah, I'm game if you are. All right, let's throw it. 3-2-1, I'll beat you. Then they threw their flag, right?
Tony Romo's growing on me, Hub.
Yeah, I enjoy him a whole bunch.
I didn't expect it. I kind of like him. I wasn't negative. I just didn't know what to expect. I think he's pretty good.
And he doesn't take the game too seriously. No. He gives you stuff it's without fun. Sounding like he's lecturing you. And he's not Mr. Tough Guy football guy either.
No. Our executive producer, Nick Szepkowski.
I read an article that Kershaw was ready to pitch 27 innings, if so. I mean, with that kind of confidence.
Why did he pitch in game five?
Yeah, but Mike, he's worth $300 million. This is the face of the franchise.
If it's so easy, Pete, where was he in game five?
Where was he? I don't know where he was, but he wanted the ball.
Be quiet. I mean, come on, guys. Don't be stupid now. Now the idea is Pershaw should have started the game? Come on. That's not a second guess. That's a 50-second guess.
Yeah, don't bring that nonsense to the sports poke.
It was also first guessed by a lot of people, and it wasn't 27 innings. It was 27 outs.
That's a long way to go. All right. Salt and the Sound, the audio overlord, the man, the myth, the legend, another terrific week by our guy, Chris Tannehill.
You know he has a fair body? He's a little overweight.
All right, for Dan, for Brian.
Do we get everybody? Do we get all three in there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. You know, my mind's
What's
going.
What's wrong with
I'm
you
old.
This hour?
I'm old. And
you're not old?
Yeah, it's all going. Like Hub said.
It's all a problem.
Yeah. Once it starts to go on you,
hopefully
it's right
Dan
off the cliff.
Will find his way to work on Monday.
I already hit the wall. I'm on my way down the backside of the hill. So,
cut it out. For Brian, for Dan, for Chris, for Nick, I'm Jason Goff. Hub Arcus is coming up next. Stay tuned. Have a great weekend, everybody. And thank you for listening to 670 The Score.
Horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
Bears fans, it's football season, so count on us to deliver massive quantities of Bears talk, guaranteed. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Head to JCPenney for the Black Friday mattress sale. Wednesday to Saturday, get 60% off mattresses from brands like Sealy, Serta, Beautyrest, and Stearns & Foster. Plus, get an extra 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and 60-month special financing with free delivery and free assembly. Hurry, end Saturday. JCPenney. Available in select stores. Some exclusions apply. Financing terms valid through 11/29. Must request at time of purchase. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. Free delivery not available in all areas. See store associate for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except 3rd-and-1 or 4th-and-1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Mom's on Thursday.
Oh my God, let's go!
Mom knows dating.
I now have self-esteem. Now I have zero tolerance for jerks, which means I'm going to die alone.
Mom knows honesty.
Rich people's problems are just as valid as poor people's problems.
What do you say we kill her, eat her, and steal her car?
And when it comes to comedy, Mom knows best.
You've become a good mom.
Thank you. I'm not going to say it back.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney.
I want more.
More is always better.
Mom, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The
Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now, I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And